Exactly 10 years ago, one of the great successes of the Bush administration and an early sign of the political clout of George W. Bush in Congress was the No Child Left Behind Act, which was passed and became the initial sort of high point of the legislative record of the Bush administration. Events, of course, that were overtaken by 9/11. But still, the law, No Child Left Behind, has stayed in place and has transformed education in America until perhaps this week, when Secretary of Education Arne Duncan announced the set of waiver programs which allows schools to actually get out of the accountability that they were doing under No Child Left Behind and are offered by the Secretary of Education some alternatives. The Secretary of Education Arne Duncan joins us to explain this program. Mr. Secretary, thanks for being back on the program.
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity.
Can you explain in detail what this means for schools? Let's say I'm a principal, and we actually talked with a principal earlier this morning, and I am going to be declared a failure under No Child Left Behind. First of all, what waiver am I offered, and what sort of accountability would then I have to show to the federal government or to the state to maintain my status as a public school?
Sure. Let me just take it up a notch first. I just think the current No Child Left Behind law is fundamentally flawed and, frankly, broken. It is far too punitive. It is far too prescriptive, top down from Washington. It led to a dumbing down of standards in states around the country, and it led to a narrowing of the curriculum. And at a time when we have to get better, faster educationally than ever before, when many other countries are out educating us, we can't afford to have the federal law, the law of the land, have so many perverse incentives and disincentives. So we desperately wanted Congress in a bipartisan way to pass and to fix No Child Left Behind. That hasn't happened yet. And so we are moving forward ourselves, the Department of Education, actively to provide waivers to states. And what we want to do is where states, so this wouldn't be for individual schools, but for states. But one of the biggest problems I've had with the law is exactly what you hit on, that a school can be making real progress year after year after year, doing really hard work, great work, often in tough neighborhoods, often without enough resources. And those schools that are making progress are somehow labeled a failure under No Child Left Behind. I think it's dishonest. I think it's demeaning to the hard work of teachers and principals. It's confusing to parents. And where we're seeing progress, where we're seeing growth and gain, we want to celebrate that. So basically where we're at, we're going to go to states, and this will not be a pass on accountability. We're going to maintain high standards, but where states are raising standards, college and career ready standards, where they're being thoughtful around teacher and principal evaluation, where they have new and improved accountability systems that focus much more on growth and gain and improvement rather than absolute test scores, where they're willing to challenge the status quo on the lowest performing schools, then we want to give them much more flexibility than the current law provides.
Some will say that this is just another way of saying by the Department of Education that 100% of students are not going to be proficient in reading and math by 2014, and that was the original goal of No Child Left Behind. Is that sort of the fine print here?
It's not. What I want to say is that if one child right now the law is what I call a blunt instrument. If you have one child in one subgroup not making it, that school is treated as a failure, just as a school that has 1,000 students not making it. And we just think the story is much more complex than that. And where you have significant growth and gain, we should be recognizing that, rewarding that, celebrating that, learning from it, incentivizing that. Where schools are legitimately struggling, we absolutely need to deal with that. But what we want to do is take a much more thoughtful approach to this and much fairer, frankly, in how we evaluate schools and districts and ultimately states.
All right. Well, this is the conversation we've had going all morning on our program. We're speaking with Secretary of Education Arne Duncan. I want to get you to respond to a comment that was made earlier this morning by Diane Ravitz, who you know very well, former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Education. You couldn't find a more bitter critic of No Child Left Behind. But here's what she had to say about your decision to change the law, and she described it as unilaterally. Listen.
Does the secretary have the right to nullify the law? And personally, I don't think he does. I don't think a secretary, a cabinet member, can say, I don't like this law. He's saying, if you don't like the law, I will give you a waiver, but you have to do what I say. And what I say is you must evaluate teachers by their student test scores. And virtually every testing expert in the country has said you cannot do that with individual teachers. It doesn't work.
That's Diane Ravitch. Arnie Duncan, what do you think, Secretary of Education?
Well, just as Secretary Spellings did prior to me, we absolutely have the ability to waive pieces of the law. And again, we'll maintain high standards. This will be, you know, we'll have clear accountability there. But to maintain a law that is so fundamentally broken that teachers and principals and students, you know, reject and are rebelling against because it doesn't make sense, to just sit here passively in Washington and do nothing would be, to me, the height of arrogance or the height of tone deafness. As I travel the country, you know, I've been to 44, 45 states, urban, rural, suburban communities. Everyone is clamoring for us to step up and to if the rest of Washington won't work and is dysfunctional, we need to do the right thing for children, the right thing for education.
All right, finally.
And frankly, the feedback we've gotten from governors and state school chief officers has been overwhelmingly supportive for us stepping up to do the right thing.
How do you respond to the criticism before we go that the Obama administration is focusing very much on the race to the top kinds of, you know, standout schools and, you know, running the risk of leaving the rest of the schools and the ones that maybe will be getting these waivers behind in terms of accountability and performance?
No, again, it's just fundamentally not true. Every single state can apply. I haven't talked to a governor yet, and I've spoken personally to over half the nation's governors over the past 3 or 4 days. Every state can apply. There's no competition here amongst states. Every state that's willing to have high standards and do the right thing, we want to work with them, and we want to be a much better partner here in Washington. We want to be much more responsive to teachers and principals and to the great work going on at the local level.
The control of the tests under No Child Left Behind is over?
Well, students will still be evaluated third through eighth grade, so that won't change. But again, we want to look at growth and gain, much less on absolute test scores. I want to know how much a student's improving each year, whether it's test scores, whether it's graduation rates, college going rates. I want to look at those long-term trends.
All right, well, good luck. Secretary of Education Arnie Duncan on the changes to No Child Left Behind. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.